All right, guys, welcome back to Swanton. Going into the final hour here. Adam, what's going on?
The most awkward spaceship ride ever.
Yeah.
Take me home. 30 days later. Oh, God. All right, so I want to know what happened in the core before you went to your room. So when you initially got on the ship, you wanted to go and talk to Pi.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess I leave Sicarium, and I'm walking towards the core, and you can see, like, hanging down in my hand, the star that was around Wu's throat, and I just, like, you know, stamp the button to open the core door, and, like, we see from the inside of the core, and, like, the door opens, and there's just tears streaming down my face.
Okay.
I'm just crying silently, but yeah, and I just walk in, and then I just let the door shut behind me.
Okay. All right. So I think Pi notices, like, Prosper, what's wrong?
L'enfant. You may have noticed by now that we did not all come back.
I did.
I have something for you.
Is it a text message?
That was beautifully done.
That's the twinkling of the star in my hand as the camera cuts down to it.
Ow.
Awesome. Yeah. God, what? I say I have something for you. Mm-hmm. And I just walk towards the core, and I hold up the star, and, like, you know, I sort of loop it around, you know, some of the outcroppings and stuff that's on the surface of the core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I say,
Connor cared for this ship. He cared for all of us. That much is clear. He cared for you. L'enfant. And in caring for this ship, he cared for your housing. I'm sure he would have wanted you to have this.
Okay. So you finished, like, tying it around, like, a power cable or something. And Pi just says, I spoke with Mr. Sicarian before he left the ship. About weighing lives. 1,000, 10,000. It was my understanding that Mr. Sicarian made this choice intentionally, that he sacrificed Connor. Is that true?
If you got that information from Monsieur Sicarian, then I don't know what else to say. L'enfant. I don't believe that I belong with these people. Do you know where we're headed?
I do.
I will depart the Swan Song at Cabral. I will face whatever fate has in store for me there. After receiving an invitation to return weeks ago. If you would like to join me, then by all means, but if you have other plans, then I understand.
I'm not sure what I want. I'm sorry. It's
very hard to figure out.
I'm sorry about what happened to Connor. I know the two of you are close.
And you see, like, an expression that I think the audience has probably never seen before across Prosper's face. And he just says, not as close as I would have liked.
Swish. Okay. Okay, cool. So, I guess later, I mean, you can, I know that there's several, like, people that want to talk to several other people. So whatever you guys want to do, you can sort out. What conversations happened first and when?
I'll be in my bunk.
Yeah, I guess since he's refined to his bunk on a daily basis, I bring food to the room. Just a meal on, like, I don't know, every time that I think about it. I'll just bring Prosper a meal. And I don't just say anything. I just, like, slip it either through the door slot, or if there's no door slot, I just open the door and put it on the table and walk out.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, at some point, Piani, do you want to go and talk to Prosper?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
You know those conversations that, like, Piani has with Pi, where she paces around the room before she actually begins the conversation?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, one of those happens, right?
Do you just, like, walk in and then you just start pacing?
Yeah, totally. It's just, like, Piani's trying to figure out how exactly to even phrase it. And, you know, like, there's been a lot more of these happening. So she finally just, like, stops in her tracks. And she turns to Prosper and she's just like, I don't fucking understand. I just don't. What happened out there?
Is it that hard to understand, Piani? Wu is gone.
I know that. I mean, what the fuck happened between you and Higgs?
You haven't asked him.
I've been attending to Mr. Tiscarian.
I found Wu. He was badly injured. Swiftly dying. There was nothing that we could have done. His lower body was crushed, utterly destroyed. I had ripped my suit trying to get to him. I was fighting for consciousness when I saw someone come to me. I thought... well, never mind that. It was Higgs. He had come. He had come to save Wu.
But...
only not. He had a weapon. He told me that that I wouldn't be returning to the ship. I had a piece of rebar that I would use to open the way to find Connor. And I swung at him. He and I exchanged a few blows, but he was on unstable footing. Well, long story short, I managed to wrestle the weapon away from him, and we're headed to Cabral. I'm staying here until we get there, and when
we
get there...
why you didn't kill him?
Listen, Piani, between you and me, Higgs is an asshole. You know that, right?
Everyone knows Higgs is an asshole.
Higgs is also the only person on the ships that has the ability to navigate. He is the captain of the ship. He is someone who is, for some reason, important to you and Monsieur Sicarian. I'm not entirely certain I understand why, but if I had returned without Higgs, would you have believed me if I said there was an accident? Would we have been able to find ourselves a new navigator? Would we have been able to get off planet before the police showed up and detained us?
Yeah, Piani, like, she starts to shake her head a little bit.
It wasn't worth it. Also, he's not important enough.
A lot of conflict. So, is there any reason why you wouldn't just kill him or us when you got to Cabral?
Mr. Sicarian seems to be mending nicely.
Fair enough.
Piani.
Yes?
I think you misunderstand. I don't like Higgs. My goals and his run counter to each other. I am searching for something greater than myself. Higgs is searching for something wealthier than himself.
Well,
I need to return to my home where there are people like me. I don't wish to harm you. Or this ship. We've had a lot of good memories, Piani. You and I, we understand each other more than perhaps the others understand. You understand.
Piani nods and says, you know, Pi is a part of this equation as well. You're not going to take Pi from me, are you?
L'enfant is free to make their own decision.
He is. But it don't mean you wouldn't take him.
Ha. Do you believe that of me, Piani? Do you remember the fire on Andoni?
Of course. I've seen it, even in my sleep.
Then who am I to tell L'enfant what L'enfant can and cannot do?
I don't mean to misguide your intentions or misinterpret them. It's just, you know, with MES, for years, all I've been taught was control, 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 control. And probably for the first time in my life, I fucking feel like everything's out of control. And I can't really, well, let's just say I'm not handling it well. It's tough. And I'm very conflicted over all of this. I'm sorry, I don't mean to put my problems on you. It's just, you're still a part of this crew to me.
Thank you, Piani. I appreciate that. I'm sorry to say, I simply don't see a way for Monsieur Higgins and I to coexist peacefully. There's too much bad blood now. Too much we haven't been able to share. It's not him, Piani. It's me.
Actually, Piani kind of chuckles at that.
Yeah, and Prosper's saying it with a smile on his face.
And I think maybe as like the final words, it's like, well, you and I both know that's not true, but I know where you're coming from, and I'm gonna have to understand. And I think that's just like all Piani says as she leaves.
Mm.
Okay. So, Mr. Sakarian, you want to have a conversation with Prosper now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think where, I just kind of...
where is it?
Oh, he's in his room, so... You know,
captive audience.
I limp in there, I suppose, or limp to the door. Knock on it. Got a space cast on.
Nice.
Yes? It's Mr. Sakarian. I'd like to speak with you.
Ah, Mr. Sakarian. Come in.
I walk in. Okay. Kind of look around.
There's a laser pistol on the bed next to me. And I'm just like looking at you as you enter. Do you have a weapon on you?
No.
Okay. I nod at you, and I pick up the laser pistol. I say, I'm glad to see I won't be needing this. And I walk over to, like, the corner, put it down on a desk, and walk back to my bed and sit down. I say, it's just scary, and please, have a seat. What can I do for you?
I take a seat, and I go, it's going to bother me unless I ask you, if I was going to kill you, why would I knock and introduce myself?
Well, perhaps you wanted to speak first. I don't know.
He kind of looks around. He's like, I'm a better soldier than you.
I'm glad okay. We had this chat.
Oh, no. I just had to clear the air. I was very taken aback by you expecting me to come in and just kill you. But that's part of why I wanted to speak with you. I feel like there is this tension, and I want us to take it back to where I believe it began. We can dispense with where it probably already, you know, truly began, and that's with you and the conspiracy with Pi, of course, and the man, right?
What are you looking for?
Well, it's just a yes or no question, so I guess it would be a yes or no, I suppose.
I haven't entirely understood the question. You'll have to forgive me. It seems a little arcane. You're wondering where this tension between us came from.
No, I was trying to make a statement, but it ended up being more complicated than usual, as I find...
Monsieur Sicarian, I am a better philosopher than you.
He actually laughs at that. He's like, maybe, but that also doesn't have anything to do with what I just said. So it's... Anyways, this is more awkward than it needs to be. The tension began when you conspired with Pi against us. I was clearing that air, because that is important to establish, to then talk about why what happened after that occurred. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I am well grounded in history.
Good. Then I just want to have the conversation. When I came out of the facility and you were unclear as to what was happening and asking for an explanation, I felt like I was in a position where I couldn't explain because time was of the essence. But that quickly kind of went out the way of my concern when your immediate response was, if you didn't get answers, you were going to endanger everyone. I felt like there was something that was not being said there, that you were worried that we were doing something. What was that thing that you were worried about us doing?
Why? I didn't want you to give the access codes to the Madari Syndicate.
But we didn't know about the access codes. You didn't tell us about them.
Somehow, like, what exactly was the sort of connection there? Like, someone knew about the access codes from... that Pi had extracted from
the guy. They had asked them. That was what they had asked for them down in the basement. But you weren't a part of that conversation because comms couldn't get down to it. So when we came out of that conversation, you immediately said, tell me what had happened or I'm telling Pi to ship away.
So, like, what had happened, like, I had been jumped a while back and they were asking what had happened to this guy's brain. And then while you guys were down in the basement, Wu got jumped on the swan song. And, like, I mean, I wasn't a part directly of that conversation. Somehow Prosper did know that there was a question or a decision to be made about whether or not we're giving the Cabral access codes to the Madari Syndicate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly what the order of operations was there.
So you just explained that you knew that we knew about the codes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, well, I hope I hope the most recent events kind of elucidate for you where the error was made. I did not know what the codes were for. I knew that there were codes. I knew that these people were asking for codes, and I was coming back as the person responsible for security to align our interests with everyone so that we could get the situation neutralized. But you made an assumption from a situation of paranoia because you had already felt like it was you against us because you made it that way by lying to us.
If I do recall, someone on the ship had told me that they might be willing to kill me. Monsieur Sicarian,
tensions ran very high. If you tried to kill Mr. Higgins.
Ah, well, then I feel comfortable in this current situation.
I still don't think you understand, and that's the growing annoying part. I mean, you just tried to defend your position by saying that you did it because I threatened your life, but you had forgotten that you initially were the one to threaten the life of our captain. And then his bodyguard said that he would have to kill you. That seems like a pretty normal situation, correct?
I'm curious what your goal here is, Monsieur Sicarian. You serve Higgins. Higgins serves his bottom line. I serve L'Enfant and Cabral.
Yes. And I was trying to explain to you why an error was made. You threatened the rest of us unknowingly, and then the situation spiraled. And the only reason I'm pointing this out is because I'm trying to show you an ally that you are still seemingly reluctant to agree to. Perhaps it's because I'm coming to you argumentatively and with a point of disappointment, and I am guilty of that for sure. I'm upset. There's a situation where our captain tried to go kill you, I assume, and you got the better of him, and you are going to leave us. You almost threw us away because you thought we were threatening Pi. But at the end of the day, when it was made clear that these codes would endanger the lives of those that you're trying to protect, I was willing to sacrifice myself, and unfortunately even Wu, to make sure that that didn't happen.
Hmm.
You have an ally in me. When you're honest with me, I will do everything I can to be an ally for you as well. I am hired to protect Mr. Higgins, and yes, he has his motives and is oftentimes very greedy. There's obviously no hiding that. But I don't think that that could... I mean, it only became a problem when people started hiding things from each other and making it troublesome.
Monsieur Sakarian, I understand better what you're trying to say now. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. But I would have done the same for any of you. If you had a secret and you wanted to hide it from Higgins, from Piani, from L'Enfant, I would have protected it. It's the same for Piani. It just so happens that it was Pi. I'm sorry that it's frustrating to you, and I am sorry that it caused us struggles, but who on this crew have not engaged in actions that have caused trials for the rest of the crew? Monsieur Higgins, I have reviewed the files. When he first got the swan song off of Andoni, he shot a dock worker in cold blood. That has caused problems for us, even in my time on the ship. You? Blue Fever, Monsieur Titan? You are now being sought after by one of the most powerful men in the universe. Piani, MES is not a stable disease.
Mm-hmm.
Just by her sheer existence here, she causes risk. And I, yes, I chose at the request of one of my crewmates to protect secret information that they did not want to share. I did not know what it was. I'm sure that L'Enfant could recomposite the actual recording of what happened in that room with Monsieur Rancarelli, and you could see exactly how I acted. I acted only as I was requested, because I believe in freedom of choice.
Sakarian kind of, with a wince, steps up, then stands up and says, Mr. Prosper, everything you said is true. The problem is, and the difference is, you conspired with another crewmate, with Pi, to withhold information from us, and then when that information was misunderstood, you threatened our lives. Piani is afflicted. Mr. Higgins, I got nothing for that. You're absolutely fucking right about him. Me? Titan wants me dead because he tried to have me dead already. Blue Fever? It ate through my family and ate through my planet. Does it endanger other people? Absolutely. Have I lied about it and endangered others because I wanted to keep it a secret? No. Ultimately, you don't owe me an apology. I'm trying to tell you that if you're honest with me, you have an ally in me. And that I respect you enough to come to you with this because I still want you around and because I think you are a valuable asset to this group. Perhaps more so because you actually have a heart and will act maybe not always the best, but you'll act what you think is the best. And that's a rare quality in these here parts, I would say, as Higgins would say, I think. I'm not sure.
I've heard him say that, yes.
I've been keeping track. I'm gonna pass out in about 4.5 minutes, so I'm gonna limp back to my room now. But if you want to continue, please do. I apologize for coming to you in a confrontational way. I tend to be that way, if you haven't noticed. And I just want you to know to please think on this, because it doesn't have to be so black and white that you're alone and everyone's out to get you. If you're honest with me, I am still your ally.
Prosper just holds out his hand.
I shake it.
All right. I say, Monsieur Sakarian, thank you for this conversation. Let's find out what's on Cabral.
And he walks out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, does anybody have other things they want to do besides, like, before they reach Cabral?
Yeah, I mean...
No one's asked me yet about what happened to Wu. Like, I think that would probably come up in conversation.
No one's asked you?
I don't think. I would not ask you about what happened to Boo. I think he's dead. And
well, I asked Prosper. I was saving you, so. Oh, what happened with Wu?
Before to cause inside. Everything, yeah.
Oh, right. Well, fuck. I mean, I suppose I would go to Sakari because I drove up like when the fucking building was in rubble.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Like, we're in the mess hall or room?
Maybe even flashback to all of the treatments.
Okay.
That are going on. Right, and we would have probably had that conversation then.
Sure.
I think probably it would start like treatment 4, and it's like, you know, Mr. S, I feel like when I walk or I drive up to a building that's on fire, like, am I wrong to think it was your fault?
Ha! He says, and then he's like,
It hurts to laugh.
Yeah. It actually, I mean, he's got like a pierced lung and a broken
totally.
Rib, he's like, no, you are not wrong to think that. That was all part of the plan.
Do you want to tell me what happened? I mean,
I guess you're asking about Wu, right?
You and me, that everything.
Mm.
I mean, I didn't want to give him the code, so we're all good there, but what happened in there?
Well, the plan as I devised it was pretty simple. I was going to have... It's Rajani, right? Remember that correctly?
Yep.
That was the... Okay. I was going to have Rajani take Wu as collateral. Well, leave me as collateral, excuse me. Take Wu back to the ship to get the codes to make the exchange... But it was always going to be to get the two of them out safely so that I could blow the place up. And unfortunately, in doing so, I'm aware of this, it would mean killing dozens of innocent, very unfortunate souls that were slaved to that blue fever manufacturing. And I will take their names and faces to the grave. There's no way around that.
I guess there's like just like this moment of conflict, and I know about you and Blue Fever. Was that your motivating drive?
No, actually. It obviously was a part of it, I won't lie. But it was never, if it was just Blue Fever, I was never going to go in there and sacrifice everyone's life and endanger our own in the name of blowing it up. When it became clear that what the Syndicate wanted was the ability to devastate an entire planet's population and blackmail them and perhaps even use it to get Blue Fever to yet another system, it was no question that something had to be done. That could never be allowed to happen. It happens every day, but not because of us. We've done a lot of fucked up things, man, but to willingly give the codes to a crime syndicate to then potentially threaten and destroy an entire planet, especially one that is close to someone in our crew, I use the word especially kind of silly here. It's like a 0.01% of the reason, but still. No, it couldn't happen. They had to die, and that seemed like the best way to do it.
I guess I could kind of process this, continue to do my shit. And,
As she's quiet, I kind of say, like, I've tried to get Wu out of there. They didn't allow for it.
I basically say, I think I say, like, I don't blame you. I know we've been put in some situations lately that haven't been great, and I feel like shit about Wu. But our luck's been pretty good. And, well, I guess it ran out. I won't hold it against you.
Well, I appreciate that. He looked really afraid when he died. I wish I could tell you that he had a peaceful look on his face or something like that, but he was afraid. I told him I was sorry, and I'd like to think Has anyone told me that they saw Wu alive? Like, did Prosper say that? I don't think he did. Did
no, Prosper I... shared that with anybody? No.
Then he would just say, like, I think he died quick. I didn't. I had to turn to run, but there was like 9 grenades a foot away from him. Wu would have to be one tough son of a bitch to make it out of that.
Well, Wu was a tough son of a bitch. Maybe not quite like you, but in his own way. I doubt we'll ever find someone as great as him. Well, to, you know, fix the ship.
He was a hell of a mechanic.
So, what about this whole Higgs Prosper thing?
I think... I don't quite know for sure, but... I think if you cross a certain line with Higgs, I think you're out. I think he's a man that doesn't trust many, if any, and those he doesn't trust are doubly to be not around him, I would say.
Well, you know, Victor used to always say, we're so fucked. And I can't help but think, a new crew member, aren't we going to be in the same situation? We can't run the fucking ship with 3 people. We can barely fucking operate with 4.
No,
what's
I mean,
to say history won't repeat itself, Cook?
You're not wrong, Piani. Sometimes I think you're the wisest of all of us.
Well, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Till then,
take it one day at a time, yeah.
I just want you to know, I don't hold anything against Prosper. And maybe that's wrong, but I just want you to know that.
I think that's very good, Piani. I think there should be someone with a lot of optimism and forgiveness. I think that balances us out very nicely.
I think before I leave, I'm like, I've got one more thing for you. And I like,
yes,
wheel something in. I fucking take off the top of it, and it's like a shiny, all cleaned Mjolnir.
Nice.
He
got a little dirty.
He's like, you know what? I'm gonna shoot that thing before I die. I swear to God. It looks great, Yanni. Thank you.
You just take welcome. It off the counter and you're like, thank you. Point it at the wall and blow a hole in it. You so
sucked
much
sucked in outer space.
Boom, just the whole ship just
roll credits.
All right. Yeah. Till next time.
Okay, cool. So what is your situation for this like month that you're in space? Like are we just seeing Higgs a moment at a time while he's like fixing problems, like stalking the halls, like cursing, or like what's your general state?
I think I'm just walking to and fro the problems and trying to fix them, and if I can I go and tell Piani what's wrong in like a very short-sighted message of like engine's fucked. I was like, then like power's back, fucked everything up, and I would just like dip out and go back to my room, and then maybe spend a lot of time on the spend a lot of time on the bridge, and then maybe talk to Reggiani. Probably talking to Reggiani the most.
Okay. All right. So maybe you and Reggiani are, I don't know, in the mess or on the bridge. Maybe it's like middle of the night, like in a night cycle, and you're just like up on the bridge.
Yeah.
Staring out at drive space as it
flies
by.
Let me just restart the call before we even do this, because it's going to take forever for the fucking cameras. I always forget this shit.
Hello.
Hello.
It's saying I need Skype Premium. Why is it still giving this message when that?
It's gonna do that for like 2 minutes, and then it'll finally stop. Yeah,
then it'll finally stop. Anyway,
you can see us, right?
Yep. Solid program.
Yep. I'll switch over when the other week leaves. But anyways, Adam, what were you saying? We have a conversation.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you're on the bridge, and I think Rajani comes in. And I mean, I guess, like, Piani, how tall are you?
God, that's a good question. Has it actually ever been determined? I'm not that tall.
So. Yeah, it's been determined.
Is Rajani...
I thought you were, like, 4 feet, like, 400, 300 pounds.
That's
no, that's Dark Heresy.
That's Fricks.
I thought that was all of his characters.
Small different show.
So, yeah. Basically, like, I'm just... So, I think maybe at some point you and Rajani have a conversation where she, like, comes to you and is, like... You know, in these like burned like clothes, she smells like bleach. It's like been 3 days, and she's like, "Do you have anything I can wear? These are the only like, this is horse shit." And everyone else in the ship is like, way taller than her, and like she's a little taller than you. But I think that she like finally realizes after she's been like so like businessy that she like comes back to you, comes to you, and is like, "Can you help me out? Like, do you have any clothes I could wear?"
Well, like. A jumpsuit?
She shrugs. She's like, anything that's not this.
Well, I'm not going to give you my bra and panties. You're fucking disgusting. Gary could take this jumpsuit. And I believe that Piani's short enough that it looks like she's got, you know, little capris on as a result. Okay. Like it comes up halfway up her calf.
All right. Okay. So she,
is that what she was at? Like. Is she...
Yeah, well, she just, you're, like, yeah, she was just asking you because you're probably the closest in height to her. Like, do you have any clothes that I can borrow?
I give her
because I don't want to be wearing, yeah. Actually, so she's, like, looking at it, and she's like, okay, this is going to be kind of small for me. What about that empty cabin? There's a bunch of clothes in there.
What? What ship?
She, like, points in the hall, and you realize then she's referring to... Connor's stuff, because there's a bunch of his stuff in the ship.
Fucking shorter than me. You're not going to find anything that size in that room. Shouldn't go looking either.
She nods, shrugs. Alright.
Sorry.
So maybe immediately following... Kicks. Yeah, I mean, maybe immediately following that, that's when we see she goes up to the bridge because the ship's in transit and, you know, people don't need to, like, actively pilot it, but she finds Higgs up there. And so, yeah, she comes onto the bridge and she sees you, Higgs. What are you doing when she walks in?
I don't know. Probably just like drawing something out on a map, like navigation or something.
Okay.
Killing time, basically.
Yeah, totally. Cause it's boring out in space. So she, she kind of like clears her throat, whatever, and looks around. And she's like, you mind? Like, gestures to a seat?
Yeah, it's a free ship. Anyone can sit where they want.
She goes to the captain's seat.
She sits down in just, like, the nearest seat. Like, picks up the headset that's on it and puts it on the console and sits down and puts her, like, boots up on the panel. Just, like, shakes her head just like, oh, that was a shit show.
Yeah. It was. Did you take over the syndicate yet and destroy the galaxy?
She's like, I'm working on both those things, yes.
Well, that's good. That's real good.
It would have been great if I had even an hour before we were stuck in drive space. I could make some calls. But I'll see what I can do. We should talk about that, Higgs. I'm going to be very busy soon, and I'm going to need operatives. You've been useful of late.
Well, yeah, I think you owe us your fucking life, so we probably should be getting some gigs, maybe even some more money right now.
She just shakes her head. She's like, "You're so utterly predictable, Higgs. Your greed makes you easy to understand.
Well,
this makes you useful.
I'm glad I'm easy to understand. That's one thing I want people to just understand."
She says, I don't want you getting too ambitious. Not now. Things are going to be chaotic for a time.
What's too ambitious? I you got to give me some actual parameters here.
I'm just concerned. Your crew is a little unstable. Where you go, chaos and destruction follow. And that can be useful. I'm going to make use of that if I can, but I need to know that you're not going to be a liability to me, Higgins.
I kind of just like give her the dead eye and then just go back to whatever I'm doing. I don't really respond to it verbally.
Mm-hmm. She says, this is how things are, Higgs. You know it as well as I do. Sometimes hard decisions have to get made. People need to die. These things happen. I hope this isn't bothering you.
Oh, I know. I lived that very statement back on the planet.
Good. I've noticed some tension among your crew. Is that going to be a problem?
No, we're good. It's a long flight after a lot of shit. We lost a crew member. Hey, if you need some clothes, we had a person about your size if you want to get their stuff.
she chuckles and she's like, that's not what Piani said, but I'll take it into account. Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's just going to collect dust, so if you want to use it, by all means. It's not like we're going to... I don't know what Piani wants to do. If you want the clothes, get them. Just use my authority.
Why are we going to Cabral?
Dropping Prosper off. And hopefully some other cargo.
What other cargo do you have?
Some stuff. We'll talk about it off ship.
Seems we have time to talk about it now.
Yeah, but you see, he's listening and I don't want to talk about it.
She shrugs and nods. She's like, it's your ship.
I'm just continue drawing whatever I'm drawing.
Yeah, okay. So she gets up, and she says before she leaves the room, she's like with so many things in our line of business, Higgs, this is either going to go fantastic for us and we're both going to be rich, or we might both end up dead. Well, I just want to make sure we're headed in the same direction when things get real.
You think the syndicate's not going to treat you favorably?
I'm trying to push in the right direction. I have enemies. We all do. It depends on how hard they think they should push back.
What's that like? Are you just... Is it a political struggle? Is there assassination attempts? How's it go?
Kalaya and Mustafa both had successors. Members of their clan that think that it's their right to take over. I'm contesting that. I have supporters. It's complicated. Somewhere between a family quarrel and, as you say, a political struggle.
What's the story you're going with on how they died?
Blue fever is a dangerous business.
Well, someone had to have
seen it. It's a hell of a drug. You missed it! You missed it!
Someone had to have seen something on the planet, right? Can you cover that up? Make sure that it doesn't come back to bite me in the ass? Or Mr. Skarian in the ass?
I was going to ask about that. How attached are you to your bodyguard?
Well, I mean, I would like it if he didn't die because he saved your ass and killed some operatives of yours. Or I guess some leaders of yours.
That sounds like sentiment, Higgs.
I just like look up to you and do the dead eyes again. And then go back down and keep drawing whatever I'm drawing.
It might come down to it that you have to sacrifice him for yourself, for the ship. Throw him to the wolves so you can get away, so to speak.
Well, I don't see that happening, but we'll... If it gets that bad, then I guess you don't owe me anything and we'll be on our own paths.
She nods and she says, I'd rather we were able to work together on this. And I'll try to keep you abreast of the situation, but things might get bad fast. And, well, I'm just saying they'll come for him, not for you.
You got, like, a secret comm channel that we can keep in contact with or anything like that?
She says, I'm going to have to part ways with you and Cabral. I'll reach out as soon as I get to a safe house. This would have worked better if we were going to Vinaya, but we take what the gods give us, huh?
That's true. All right, well, thanks for the info, and let me know if you need anything in the future or on the ship here until our journey ends.
Of course. And, yeah, and I think she leaves the bridge.
Yeah, I guess maybe it pans out and you see, what was like a memento of Wu that I would draw? Whatever that is, I'm drawing.
Is Higgs any good at drawing?
Probably not. It's probably just like a stick figure with a shirt that says Woo on the little...
yeah, a little speech bubble where he's like, this ship is crap. I hate the ship.
Yeah, it's something like
Boo.
That.
Boo, I can't hold my liquor.
Yeah, it's just like an entire page of like different scenes of Woo interacting with other people in stick figure form.
Yeah, okay. Cool. All right. So, you know, you stop, refuel the ship... Gather up your sub-life support from... You don't have to even disembark the ship and then head back out on the second jump. And arrive in the Furugi system. And it's the 1st of December, 3200, when you arrive. And I think... I'm just gonna double-check. I think Cabral is the only system here.
Okay. I guess when we arrive or when we're about
there's
to
two.
Arrive.
There's Bazingos and Cabral.
Yes.
Bazingos.
Right, Bazingos. But it does at a glance look like Bazingos. It's
yes.
Yeah. Nice. I go to Prosper's room. Maybe it's just like the daily meal check-in. This time I peek my head in and say, we should probably talk about how this is going to go.
Well, Mr. Higgins, yes. What is it you wanted to know?
Well, I mean, we're gonna be in system soon. You just got to depart, and we're gonna say our goodbyes.
I'll need to get in touch with someone.
Okay.
Trying to find her name in the notes that I took forever ago.
Alana Durant.
Her name was Alana Durant.
Well, Robert Paulson.
I'll make sure you got the
good
comms and everything.
Let me send a message. I may have to make an arrangement to meet someone somewhere. I've been invited to return to Cabral by someone I do not know. So as soon as I make that contact and you get me to the meetup location, then you'll be rid of me.
Okay. All right. Well, you let me know. And I start to like maybe walk off, and then I kind of slow and I turn back and say, you know, it's a shame you're not loyal to me. I could have used that loyalty. And then I just maybe like walk off.
Yeah.
So the ship receives a basic like welcome to the sector message from the Neo-France Restoration Movement government of Cabral. Welcome you to the sector, informing you that recent governmental changes have occurred and that some, you may be unaware of some changes to the way that things work here. And so it's basically just like an introductory thing telling you like if you're going to be visiting the planet, slavery is illegal in this system. So if you have slaves, please keep them on your ship. You're not allowed to bring them into the planetary space. And just like a bunch of general information about the planet. As well, you get a bunch of email, because every time you come into the system, you get communications. Mr. Sakarian, you have a message on an encrypted Fotenhauer channel, so you'll have to run it through your personal comm to get it. It's an audio.
I spend a lot of time in my room, so I limp over to the computer, check in my daily stuff, see this message.
Yep.
My daily stuff.
Yeah, Thunder Guns Monthly. You have a message from... So you have that message. You have a message from Olaf. From Sigrid.
I open that one first, obviously.
Okay, yeah, it's just a text message, and it's like, Dear Mr. Sakarian, hope that Mjolnir's treating you well, that you're having a great time out in space. We were talking the other day about your skinny French friend, and what an amusing time he is. Helga says hello. enclosed is a photograph. Please forward it along. Do you want to look at it or?
Yeah, I opened it.
Okay, it's like a sexy photo of Helga in like a fur bikini, like out in the snow, and at the bottom, like it's signed like XO Helga.
He's laughing pretty much the whole time, but also literally like his other arm's holding his ribs.
Yeah, he's like, oh, God.
Pounding the desk, and like, but it keeps laughing and reading.
Do you forward it to Prosper?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Prosper.
He gets it, and you see him like click on the email. He just goes,
"Oh my!" Awesome.
Uh-huh.
I'll write the message in response later, but I then open the Fotenhauer one.
Okay, it's an audio message with an appended attachment. The audio message, there's like a click, and then there's a woman's voice. You recognize it almost right away as Miss Fate. And it's like, hey, traitorous fuckface. Hope you don't have any New Year's Eve plans. So, yeah, get your shit in order, because you got 30 days. And then the attachment is basically like professionally like there's a protocol, like you have to have a scribe of the society, like, you know, notify it and stuff. So it's signed and sealed. And it's basically like the official like date of the duel. Yeah, it's 1st of January 3201.
Oh shit.
Okay. Zakarian responds quite simply. It says, hello, comma. And it says, not only is he accepting challenges on your behalf, but he's got you running messages too. He said, I'd call you a bitch, but usually they have them doing more things than just that. He says, I'll be ready, Mr. S.
Okay. All right. So traditionally, what's supposed to happen is one party decides the date, the other party decides the location. So he's turned that over to you. So you'll have to choose that in your reply or within a little while. So
okay. He says in there then location pending.
Okay. All right. So you send it out to him.
Yep.
Prosper, I don't think that you have any messages.
I pen a couple quick messages to like various people that were interested in me coming back. Like that email that I got that was just like, come home now.
Come home. Yeah.
Can I reply directly to that?
You can. Someone will get it.
Yeah. They did away with the reply on the year 3111, actually.
Thank God.
Thank God, yes. Holy shit.
So I reply to that email and I just say, I'm home. And then I also send Alana Durant a message. I say, Miss Durant, you know, I thought I would extend a courtesy to you to inform you that I've arrived in system. It appears as though individuals may be looking for me. It's only fair that you know about this first. That sort of thing. Like, you know, like being from Cabral, interacting with her before, I know that information of my arrival is possibly valuable to her, and I'm like delivering it to her on purpose.
Okay.
And I guess I cue them up to go the one to Alana Durant, and then 10 minutes after the one in reply to the, you know, come home now.
Are you making any effort to like hide what you're saying? Is there any kind of cryptography that you're going to do on it? Because you know that like Keberly's intelligence is pretty serious. There's a pretty good chance that they're already reading Alana's mail.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like, I guess if I'm trying to deliver her a message that I'm here before anybody else knows about it, then, like, yeah, I'd like, you know, I'd send her, like, some sort of photoshopped, like, advertisement for, you know, space Chinese food. But when you look at like the metadata and like you apply a simple cipher to it, then it's, you know, the message from my
super spy shit. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think that's fine. I think you can get a message to her. Cool. It's probably not the first time that you've had to do this. So.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Piani.
Yes.
You've got messages from James Hahn that are like, "Hey, where are you?" And then, "Hey, where are you?" And then, like, subsequently more panicky messages like,
right.
"The auction was yesterday. Like, what the fuck?" And just, yeah, like, more and more, like, upset or like, worried messages.
All right. Well, I fire back, like, you know, had ship problems, got through customs, cargo's still okay. We'll still get it to the destination and transmission.
Okay.
And what system is that in? Is that this system?
The planet is Vinaya, and it is in, let's see. Vinaya is in the, that's 706. It's in the Gyaxi system.
Oh, damn, okay. That's a while away. All right.
Yes, it is. Fuck.
It's two jumps, at least.
Did we had a deadline?
So only 60 days.
That was the deadline?
Two jumps. It's only like
two jumps. Only 60 days.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's over, right? Like the material is still valuable, still worth stuff, but like it's not. Yeah.
Well, then maybe I craft my message because like I can't just be like, yeah, we'll get it there, right? I need to. Do I need to like be apologetic? And what do we need? Like, you know, where do we need it? Where do we need to take it? It's still worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well,
Johnny, do you have culture criminal? Do you know anything about how underground shit like this works?
Sure. I mean, I fucking live there, but I'll roll it like I have culture criminal. We'll do this. Zero. Boom, boom. Bring it home with that seven.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, so you can call, you can message him and let him know, like, that you still have it, it'll be safe, and ask him to, like, reschedule
the auction,
which is what they'll probably do. Do you give him a date, or do you just say, like, I'll get in touch when I know when we're going to be in system?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and say, you know, trust me, James, cargo's safe with us. We'll let you down.
Okay.
Yeah, that is...
When Adam says okay like that,
that's God. Adam's GM tell right there. That's like, well,
okay. All right,
you fucked up there.
Yeah. It's not that you did it poorly. Like you did okay. It's just like it's not going to be a problem for you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a problem for it. He's going to be the one that's going to take it for this. So, yeah, because he's
the
middleman.
Make sure there's a little bit of blame on Higgs there, huh? Just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Put a little sauce on it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
a little bit.
So, Higgs, I think that you have a message from Captain Buford. He gets back to you.
Okay. What does he say?
And it just says, like, caught up in some business on ASA. I'll try and head Cabral away as soon as I can. Haven't heard from you in a while. Everything okay?
Maybe I just respond to him like we have like code worked out or something between us for whatever reason, just like captain code or something.
Sure.
And I just respond like in all caps, falling star.
Okay.
And then that's it. That's all I say.
Okay, cool. I would love to ask you what that means, but I'm not going to do it here with everybody watching.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So you approach, and I don't know, how are you doing for time?
I mean, we're pretty much there. So
okay, cool. Well, then this is perfect. So yeah, I think the last thing that we see in the episode is the swan song approaching the planet Cabral, which is from space. Like, actually, kind of beautiful. It looks like sort of like a jewel. Like, it's one of those planets that's entirely covered in city. And we see it growing in the distance as this sort of like sparkling silver sphere as you get closer to it. And we see the swan song kind of come overhead and fly in towards it. And then everything goes to black and the credits start to run.
Nice.
Cool.
Cool stuff. All right. Let's do some shout outs, then we'll call it an episode. Wheat, you want to start us off?
Yeah. That was an awesome episode, guys. Thank you once again for conflicting me and, you know, making me really think about what Piani would do. I love it. Thanks to everyone who watched. Appreciate it. You know where to find me. Twitter.com/GGWheat. Twitch.tv/GGWheat. My kid's been streaming during the day, so if you're ever bored, you want to put a smile on your face, hop over there and watch him play Fallout 3. Other than that, I will see you Wednesday for Mirror Shades.
Yep. We're going to be starting about an hour later, so it'll be a three-hour show. But we'll still be doing a show. And I think that's going to be a tense episode as well, because we've got a...
Ooh.
We're heading into potentially meeting a dragon, like an actual dragon in Shadowrun.
What? There's dragons in that?
Yeah, dragons.
Yes. There's the fucking president,
he's
dog.
The president of the U.S. One of them, at least, is.
Is a dragon?
Yeah.
Is an actual dragon, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And if you've never watched Mirror Shades... You know what? If you like Swan Song, Mirror Shades is a totally different experience.
It's a completely different show.
The opposite kind of.
Someone was talking about this on the subreddit the other day, and I wanted to respond to it. I didn't have time, but it was basically like, you know, Mirror Shades is the best Shadowrun I've ever played because I've only played serious Shadowrun, and this literally is like serious Shadowrun in a sitcom about people that may or may not be Shadowrunners actually, and yeah. I like, it's fantastic. I know people get upset about some of the crazy shit that happens, but it's like, it's truly what would happen with an inexperienced group of people trying to be international super spies, and it's fucking awesome.
The best way I think to describe it is that, Jeff, there is episodes where the story does not move a single inch and you would hate it.
The last episode, I think y'all literally spent 4 hours just in the like safe house goofing around.
They spent 2 hours watching that guy's horrible porn.
Yeah, we were watching the guy that gave us the boss watching his homemade porn.
Homemade
videos
porn.
For 2 hours.
Oh my god.
That was a reoccurring plot point. It happened. That was a thing. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
Jeff, why don't you actually do some shout-outs as well?
Well, we did it, guys. Sakarian lives. For now.
Yes.
Pretty happy about that.
Oh, by the way, I know you wanted to get some XP, Jeff. I did, you know, act to keep the crew alive. Mm-hmm. I think you might have act to. If we can resolve that, I don't know. At the beginning.
Yeah. Actually, if you have goals that got resolved in this session.
Keep the crew alive. I feel like it was Piani's priority.
Okay. You can have 350 for that, Piani.
Fuck yeah.
Mine was Kill Blue Fever.
You haven't done it yet, but you're working on it, man. This is the most it's the most you've done so far. So
if we're going to be all Adam about it.
You can have experience. It's fine. I will give you 1750 for all that madness.
A fair wager, my friend.
It was a big hit, for sure.
That's good.
I believe I level up then. Hang on.
To 4 or 5? 4, right?
I am 4.
Or, sorry, to 5,
Oh, fuck. 5 is forever away. How about a 17,500?
Wait, is it really forever away? What
5 is...
16,000 for 5.
Yeah, mine's 12K.
It's double, it's double what you had. It's basically the entire length of levels 1 to 4.
Yeah.
We'll make it there one day.
Hang on. 1750.
Yep.
So I'm at 10th. I'm at 11,000.
I should probably get rid of Erd's Prosperous Trust regarding pie. All right.
All right.
I'll take
some shout out.
Sorry.
No problem. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in as always. So happy. Sorry about the break. The first half of that break was certainly my fault. But, you know, we're busy people. So fault is kind of a silly word that happens. It just happens. But, you know, thank you all for tuning in. As always, if you want to help share the love between the cast, follow all of us on Twitter. Mine is EG in Control. And then we all stream for the most part, I think, actually. Wheat's actually got a second person streaming under his little conclave now, but getting a little bit out of hand.
You'll have you'll have the bulldog going soon, right?
Oh, that would be an amazing fucking stream.
He could.
Barrist plays Fallout 3.
You should have, like, we have a GoPro. Get a GoPro that can stream. And then stream it to your desktop, and then put him in your streams. Just put a Veristin cam.
It's an incredible.
There you go. I like it.
It does have wireless transmission too. You actually could stream that.
Yeah, I've seen people do it. Yeah.
Okay. Coming soon.
But it's literally just going to be the camera going. Just for hours. Anyways, dear shoutouts.
We should be able to get the next show, you know, we'll talk about it, so look forward to that. As for me personally, I am attending Homestory Cup tomorrow. It's an 8 a.m. flight. It's now 9 p.m., so that means I'm going to be waking up in
11
6 hours. No, I'm flying
yeah.
11 hours.
Oh, you're flying in 11, yeah.
But you have to be there 2 hours early. It takes an hour to get this SFO reliably because, you know, it's actually 30 minutes, but then, you know, a car gets pulled over and everyone slows down to a grinding halt and then you don't make a flight and you die. So, anyways, tune into Homestory Cup. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink booze, play StarCraft, and have a really good time. So you check that out. And that's about it as far as, oh, you know, we said this at the beginning, but in case you guys missed it, I did order, or I don't know if I said it.
Yeah,
I'm sure
did.
I did.
We talked about it.
Warlord Titan is on its way. It ships out Friday. I should receive it about a week later, if not a little bit earlier, because I think it's the good shipping. And then a guy's going to assemble it. That'll take a couple weeks. And then another guy's going to paint it, and I'm going to crack a whip at him. So that should only take a couple weeks. But the good news is that it's coming, and it's going to be right here the whole time. I'm going to be holding it, so I'm excited about it. But, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Awesome stuff. Steven, you want to do some shout-outs?
Yeah. Man, like, I'm having a lot of fun with these episodes, y'all.
Should we talk about also what happened, Steven, so that...
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, put it on the public.
Like, yeah, JP messaged me, and he was like, hey, do you want a new character? Do you just want to die here? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, he was like, because I could go all Higgins on you. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, wait... Let's see what happens. I really like the way it turned out because it allowed me to like have a clear exit without getting killed.
I think it worked out.
It was fun.
There was a moment too where you're just like, do you want to see who actually wins this? And I was like, not really, because you're gonna win.
Yeah, you're gonna win.
This is the thing. Like anyone in chat who thought that was ever gonna be a fair fight, it wasn't because
Prosper
is
a warrior. Yeah,
that's his job, not to get killed.
Yeah. He could have nullified the first attack just straight up.
Yep.
If I would have ever hit. So
the important attack, whichever one was important.
Exactly.
I'm like, never mind. that was a lot of fun. Like,
it was fun too because Wheat and Jeff didn't have any idea, and I don't think Adam did either. So everyone was just kind of like. Oh, God.
It's taking him a while.
The tension in the show is really high.
It's super good. Yeah, it's so good.
It's good.
Yeah. So, you know, like, thanks for having me play, and thanks for watching the show, everybody out there. I have a lot of fun with the Swan Song. And, you know, I guess we'll see what happens on Cabral, and we'll see what happens after Cabral.
Do you want to announce Zombie Kovacs now as your new character?
let's let it stew just a little bit. You know,
I think it's probably best.
I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there right now. I'm not letting Steven play the fucking octopus. All right, came and he went, and y'all need to let that shit go.
Whatever, it's man. Cool. He'll be back, Adam.
Adam,
you can't take Howard away from us.
He belongs
man.
To me.
Not all right, Adam, guys. Right, tweet man. At Adam. Hashtag Howard. And if
Save
we get 1,100,
Howard,
I'm gonna come back. Show. I'm gonna come back, Adam. I'm gonna come back as Howard Horkenfriend Barbosa the Third.
I will let you play Howard if someone donates $2,000 to me.
I'll be like, hello. My name is Howard. Do you best believe that we're in annoying memes because I have some jewels to sell you.
I don't know what it is with DMs, but Adam, 2,000, like that's a really low bar that you just set, and it's probably going to get donated to you now. So Steven will have the option to play Howard soon.
Yep, totally.
Anyways, do some shout-outs, Steven.
Yeah, I'm Steven. I'm Silent Osiris. You can find me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube at Silent Osiris. The O is zero. I, too, work in the games industry in Montreal. And that's about it for now. Who wants to ask the question today, Jeff?
I know. I was thinking about making the joke, but I sometimes get obsessive, so I'm not going to do it.
All right, good, good. That's it. Thanks for watching.
Awesome stuff. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs, sir.
Yeah. I love episodes like this where I have to do not that much work. I can just be like, after the second break, I basically was like, yep, it's cool. You guys just...
Go for it.
If I can do your thing, it's cool. I'll watch. It's always a really hard thing to, like, fairly mitigate situations in which player death is on the table, like the fire. You know, I put a lot of time into that. But it's also really hard to fairly balance two PCs trying to kill each other. So it's tricky when these episodes come up, and I'm really glad to have a group like this that I can do that stuff with and not be like, someone's going to flip out, there's going to be drama, oh my god, I got to get it perfect. It's like, whatever, we're all getting real good at playing this game together.
So. Yep.
Pretty into it. I like that we can go to those places. I'm excited, as I'm sure the viewers are, to see what happens with Steven's new character and what weird languages he will speak that won't matter and...
Until I die.
Until you die.
It won't matter until I die, Adam.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the idea of Prosper being out there in the universe, though. That's kind of...
Oh, yeah, definitely. And there will be that shit coming back. If you have been tuning in to the GM turns, I'll probably do one this weekend, maybe after West Marches, because I have some things to do, speaking of a particular octopus. So you tune in for that at twitch.tv/AdamKobel. All my streams and stuff, the schedule's up at adam-coble.com/schedule, and I always tweet at Skinny Ghost about this stuff. The thread is up on reddit.com/r/hitmejp, so go ask me questions as long as they're not about combat modifiers, because if you ask me those, I will downvote you into oblivion. Not really, though. So go check that out.
Ask about Titan.
Ask me questions. Yeah, and let's get hype. 30 days. Start a countdown. 30 space days till Titan...
We're just gonna get lost, and then it's gonna be like, well, you know, 60 days ago we were supposed to be in an important duel, but
yeah, we're gonna be late for the duel. We have to travel. Well, you get to basically, Jeff. What I'm saying is, make it Cabral, and we just won't travel because that's your best bet of getting there on time.
Command me, bro.
Exactly. True. Exactly. All right, cool. Well, that is going to be Swan Song First Hours posted on YouTube already, so if you want to check that out, please do. Wednesday, we got Mirror Shades, and then Sunday, on the 5th, we've got the continuation of West Marches. And then I think next week we should get back to normal shows with R&D and everything else kind of joining back into the world of roleplay. So that's it. Have a great night, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday for Mirror Shades. Bye-bye.
Peace, y'all.